Well, Algernon, talking about the world of business and this week's business section got me hungry. I mean, I love when there's expansion of restaurants, when they can expand within our own community. It's good for the economy and it's good for the belly.
Well, this is a sign of people having a little bit of disposable income. So there's a new restaurant opening in Santa Teresa. And this is an area where we've had some recent developments in Santa Teresa and also in Sunland Park, where we have some large companies investing and employing a whole bunch of people. And so now you're going to start to see, hopefully, more restaurants, more services to provide to those workers who are coming in.
So which restaurant is it?
So in Santa Teresa, there's a new independent restaurant called the Boxcar Grill.
The Boxcar Grill.
Boxcar Grill. They're on Airport Road over near, if you know the area, Penny's Diner and the Mallory Electric Supply place. And this is a place that has a variety of coffee beverages. They're open 6 to 6 Monday through Friday. They've got a breakfast menu. They've got lunch all day. And most of the entrees, looking at the menu, are $10 or below, with a few that go higher.
Talk to me about Santa Teresa. What kind of businesses are out there for the people that go to work in Santa Teresa? Are there many restaurants? Are there many convenience businesses like banks, convenience stores?
There are some, but you've seen some of those investments dwindle because there wasn't a whole lot of employment. However, Santa Teresa is being transformed. They're putting in some new roads that accommodate heavier traffic, heavier trucks, and they're really trying to put some resources into building what they call the Borderplex, to position itself to have large employers in the border region.
Well, what I'm thinking is, you know, there's the new meat packing plant that's coming into our area.
Stampede Meat.
Stampede Meat for the people that are going to be working in that area from the Las Cruces area. You know, what is there for them to do in between during their lunch breaks or for conveniences?
Right. And you not only have Stampede Meat employing a lot of people over at the old Tyson Food site, but you also have Corrugated Synergies. Mm-hmm. And I know that the state is still trying to recruit some more large industrial companies to come in and invest there.
Okay. So for many small businesses, if they're looking for expansion, Santa Teresa is definitely a place to look at because there's going to be a lot of people that are going to be coming in and out of the Santa Teresa area.
They're open for business. They want you.
All right. I'm familiar with this restaurant. I like it. It's near the university. It's well-priced, and they provide good food. Chachi's.
It's Chachi's. Chachi's has two locations currently. So they've got a location here in Las Cruces. They also have a location in Doña Ana. And they're doing well enough now that what they did was they bought the old It's Burger Time that's on Locust near University Avenue. And they've been renovating that slowly, and that's going to become an express location. No dine-in. That's going to be a drive-through, and it's also going to be the location for their delivery and their catering.
Well, that's interesting because I know that, you know, about 10 years ago, Si Señor opened that express location, and I thought to myself, they're so close together, what's the purpose of it? But you're right. It is for people that are on the go.
Right. And if you are doing a lot of delivery and or catering, it's a great idea to try to take the pressure off of your dine-in restaurant so that your dine-in location can focus on just being a really nice place to hang out and eat and move all those facilities over to another location. It makes a lot of sense.
Well, good for Chachi's. That's great. Like I said, exciting to see that a building that was once occupied and then left vacant, that somebody else can go in there and take advantage of that opportunity and, you know, continue with business development.
Definitely.
Okay, let's talk about businesses and having the opportunity to, well, get cleared up before they cause a violation.
Right. I mean, if you're an employer, the idea of inviting OSHA representatives mm-hmm. into your business is counterintuitive, let's say. But OSHA, of course, is the federal agency that governs health and safety in the workplace. Well, the New Mexico OSHA office has a program for businesses that have fewer than 250 employees. And it's a mostly free program where a consultant can come and talk to you about issues before before they become citations. And while you're doing this program, you are exempt from random inspections. The idea is to be proactive and collaborative and help you catch these things before they actually become enforcement issues.
So how do people get a hold of OSHA, or you know, what do they need to do?
Well, you can go online to the New Mexico OSHA website, or you can call 505-476-8700.
All right, Algernon. We'll talk to you next week, sir.
Ciao.